Mr. Thornton stood by one of the windows with his back to the door, apparently absorbed in watching something in the street. But in truth, he was afraid of himself. His heart beat thick at the thought of her coming. Strong man as he was, he trembled at the anticipation of what he had to say, and how it might be received. He was startled at the presence of someone else in the room. He turned round. She had come in so gently that he had never heard her. He went with a quiet firmness to the door and shut it. "Miss Hale, I was very ungrateful yesterday." "You have nothing to be grateful for," she said, raising her eyes and looking full and straight at him. "But if it will relieve you of a fancied obligation, speak on."
"I do not want to be relieved from any obligations, fancied or not fancied. I choose to believe that I owe my very life to you, to one whom I love."
Her icy words faltered as if she knew not where to find them. "You seem to fancy that my conduct yesterday was a personal act between you and me, instead of perceiving, as a gentleman would, that any woman would have come forward to shield a man in danger from the violence of numbers.
And the gentleman thus rescued is forbidden the relief of thanks. I am a man. I claim the right to express my feelings. I know you despise me. Allow me to say it is because you do not understand me. You are unfair and unjust. You look as if you thought it tainted to be loved by me. You cannot avoid it. I have never loved any woman before. My life has been too busy, my thoughts too much absorbed with other things.